White-owned businesses are the least and Black-owned businesses the most affected by the coronavirus pandemic. So says a new report from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. The overall number of active business owners fell by 22% from February to April, the largest decline ever. But for Black-owned businesses, it was almost twice as bad, 41% folded. For Latinx-owned, it was 32%, Asian 26%, but only 17% of white business owners went belly up. The main reason cited in the study, Black-owned firms are more likely to be located in COVID-19 hotspots. The Paycheck Protection Program reached 20% or less of eligible firms in states and counties with the highest densities of Black-owned firms. And Black-owned businesses had smaller financial cushions and weaker banking relationships before the pandemic even hit. The feeling all this might never end is having an economic and psychological impact. Here's NBC's Dan Sheneman.
Months into the pandemic, many of the people who have avoided COVID-19 are sick, sick and tired.
We have had so much imposed on us, and it feels like everything we do has been a takeaway.
That stress has a name, COVID fatigue.
There's no real end in sight, and there's a lot of uncertainty associated with this time.
Social lives are on hold. Homes are now workplaces for those fortunate enough to have work. And while most Americans accept mask mandates,
I think it's liberating that if you wear the mask, then you can go anywhere and do anything.
Not everyone does.
And a new poll given exclusively to USA Today shows the pandemic has derailed the financial plans of the younger generations. About 59% of Gen Z and millennials in a new Harris poll done for TD Ameritrade say it's thrown a wrench in plans to be independent from their parents. Two-thirds worry about the effects on their finances. 63% who have a job are afraid of losing it. And 71% doubt they can even survive the downturn without government support. Consumer and Business News, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.